Time to check in with Jack Robinson.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about the region's top economic stories on Fridays. And it was a good week for fans of the Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
The city council this week gave the final approval for land entitlements that the co-op needs to build its new store. This is the store at 29th and R, which is three times the size, or will be three times the size of the current one on Alhambra. The design, this is kind of interesting, the design also includes this balcony dining area overlooking R Street, which is kind of the city's idea. They wanted to help make the street more lively. Now, the co-op still needs to get approval for construction drawings, but if all goes well, construction should start in the spring and the store could open by June of 2015.
Also this week, the Business Journal reported that a federal agency is ordering a Sacramento bank to repay customers more than $1 million in back fees. Sounds like a lot of money.
It does sound like a lot of money, but after you hear what happened, you might wonder why the FDIC took such action here. This is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which oversees banks in the United States. We're talking about River City Bank. It's a well-regarded local bank that caters more to businesses than consumers these days, but the FDIC fined it $175,000 and ordered it to repay $1.2 million in overdraft fees that it had charged since 2010. This is kind of unusual. It's been at least 5 years since a local bank got dinged like this over procedural matters as opposed to capital requirements.
Well, what happened? What did River City do?
And the reason's kind of complicated, but basically the bank didn't follow the exact letter of the law in terms of getting customers to opt in for its overdraft service. So they had customers sign a one-part form instead of a two-part form, so customers couldn't tear off part of the form as a receipt, which is what the FDIC wanted them to do. So I know it sounds like a sort of picky bureaucratic issue, but the FDIC apparently takes this stuff very, very seriously. And really, it's an illustration, I think, of the regulatory climate has changed, how it's changed since the Wall Street meltdown, particularly when it comes to consumer issues. If you think about the new Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, that's another example of the change in climate. And it's a reason that a lot of small business banks are thinking twice about doing any consumer business at all.
The big story of the week is about Raging Wire. That's the fast-growing data center company based here in Sacramento. The Japanese telecommunications company NTT bought a majority stake in the firm. Seems like a familiar story. And is this a merger or a takeover?
It's definitely a takeover. I mean, the NTT bought 80-plus percent of the stock. So the current owners will stay in place and will retain a minority stake, but it's definitely owned now by NTT. And you're right, we have been down this road before. And Envision Pharmaceuticals is the first one I think of. This booming young company in El Dorado Hills did pretty much the same thing in July. And before that, it was AgriQuest, the biopesticide company in Davis, that got bought by Bayer. But Raging Wire, you know, builds these giant warehouse-sized server farms that do data crunching for Twitter and other kinds of internet giants. And I think it's kind of a shame to see the company lose its independence. But on the other hand, it will stay here. It's now moving to Texas. And it will get access to a lot more capital, which will help it keep growing.
I heard about a different kind of hackathon coming in a couple of weeks, and it has nothing to do with technology. What's this all about?
The hackathon idea is sort of permeating everything these days, but this, I think, would be a lot of fun. It's something that spun out of a trip that a lot of Sacramento business leaders took to Philadelphia recently, and there they found that the city had developed sort of an edgy brand based on PHL, the airport abbreviation. You know, like Sacramento, Philadelphia sort of perceived that it was lacking a clear brand identity. So the idea here is to stage sort of a create-a-thon. A bunch of people, maybe hundreds, could get in a room and brainstorm a brand for Sacramento, just like hackathons create products or companies in a short space of time.
Okay, so with Philadelphia's airport abbreviation of PHL, Sacramento's airport abbreviation is SMF. Will that become our brand?
I sure hope not. How would you pronounce that? Smuff? Doesn't sound like it would work.
All right, Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk Friday mornings about the region's economic news, and you can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.